Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome, Revelation Revolution. Be a part of the solution. My fault, my fix, my freedom. That's what this show's about. I am so happy to be here. I was just listening to the last show. I was in the RVN all day on Saturdays and Sundays, just kind of let it roll. And I love the thread. I love where this is going, where people are actually thinking and talking about things they can do, personal solutions. You know, how to run your life, how to have control and not be abused by these people. I'm looking at the COVID, you know, COVIDiocy, I call it. And I'm floored because as an ex, you know, and here, you know what, let me do this. So I never got my webpage together thing. I'm still working on that. I want to just kind of tell you a little bit about who I am. I'm going to have a webpage up with RVN and, you know, you'll be able to look at it there. But basically, basic biography, I'm a wife and mother of five children between 13 and 30 years of age. I went to public school till eighth grade, ninth grade. They switched me to private school. Then I went to college. I graduated with a BS in business. I, you know, wanted to do pharmaceutical sales, so I worked in my dad's office. He was a cardiovascular thoracic surgeon, and I worked in his office while I, you know, applied for drug rep jobs and finally got one. And because I wanted to be a doctor, but I just didn't want all the blood in the guts. So I thought, oh, pharmaceutical, I'll do that. Because, you know, you get to go out to lunch and, you know, they give you a car and it just looked like a cool job where I thought it could be helpful. So I did that for about 9 years. And then I had children. After two children, I, you know, stopped working. I became a full-time mother. At which time, as I started having time to investigate what was really happening in the world with regard to health, I got very sick, and I couldn't clean it up with pharmaceuticals. So I finally went to school, and I became a naturopathic doctor. So that's what I do now, and, you know, wife and mother, I still homeschool. I've got a 13-year-old, and, you know, we work. We grow a garden, a big one. We have to grow a lot of the herbs that we make formulas out of. Some things you just can't even buy. So we have that. And, you know, the purpose of the show is to invite you to be part of the solution, to save our states, and to recognize that personal power is yours. You really do control your show. There is a God that made you. You know, irrespective of what you believe and who you worship, you know no man created you. Someone knit you together. Your mother and father don't have control over you after the age of 20. So why in the world would we acquiesce to a government that insists on stealing the fruit of our labor 30, 40, 50, you know, for eternity? Why are we going along with this? Why are we giving them our money? Well, because we went to their schools where they taught us lies. It's really just that simple. And it's not hard to correct the problem. You know, when I was a drug rep, training all over the place, I mean, I was at Johns Hopkins, I was at MD Anderson, the cancer hospital in Texas. I sold cancer drugs, I sold heart drugs, I sold antihypertensives, antiarrhythmics, I sold antibiotics. The third generation cephalosporin that I carried was the drug of choice for Lyme disease. So I was involved with all of this, but we never fixed anything. That was the key part. And, you know, I started realizing when I started doing natural things, and that's how I got my health back, that this is an intentional lie, that they're doing it on purpose, and that they, you know, I believe they make on average 18% a year off of just pharmaceutical stuff. And now with this COVID thing, oh, my gosh, they're just raking it in, aren't they? And killing people to boot. Wow. Getting, that's a serious twofer. Plus, they got to wreck the economy, blame it on, you know, oh, COVID, COVID. Instead of they stole and ran off with all your money. They moved all your factories overseas. The labor unions that you thought were there to protect you put their $5,000 suits on and bent over while they moved your country, your companies out. And then they, you know, Catherine Austin Fitz talks about them taking the savings of the United States, of the people, your retirement. They just decided to move it out. So my question is, at what point do you say, I am not here to have my energy extracted, stolen from me, and then used to destroy myself and my children? Because that's what they're doing. You know, how do you think all those foreigners are getting in this country? How are they flying over here? They're coming from across big bodies of water. Okay, they're arriving on trains and planes, and I mean, they're riding in better style than you are. They live in under the bridge. You can't even get under the bridge anymore. All your homeless veterans, all the people with no jobs. But you're supposed to keep coughing up for them. And if you don't cough up, they just borrow. They just borrow. Because the whole name of the game is Cloward and Pivens. They're here to destroy the economy. That's what it is. That's all it is. It's not fancy. It's not sexy. It's just what it is. Now, what we can do is start looking at the facts of what's happening. Call your congressmen. Call your senators. Make sure they know so that they know that you know they know. Remember, which one of the, I can't even remember which guys, was it Dick Cheney? One of them, you know, the things you know, you know, you know. I can't even remember because I don't think about these politicians anymore. They mean about nothing in my life. I spend no time thinking about them. I've been in the garden for 3 weeks. And by the way, apologies to all the people that I still have stuff out for that I'm, you know, I have to ship you stuff or talk to you about something. I am so sorry, but it's unfortunately time sensitive with the gardens. You got to be there when you can be there, you know, and we just had a lot to do because my first job is still mother, and my job is to make sure that there is food for, you know, my family. And so that's what we're doing, making sure these gardens are in, a lot of perennial gardens, perennial nuts, perennial herbs, trees that bear fruit, fruit bushes, this kind of thing. So, but boy, it's a lot of work. Anyway, so the gist of it is you have all the power. If you didn't hand it over to them, they wouldn't wield it so deftly to destroy you. So here's the solution. First thing, obey God. Ten commandments. The first five tell you how to love God. The second five tell you how to love your neighbors. Now, if you're an atheist or whatever, can we agree we don't want somebody to steal from you? You know, I don't want anybody to steal from me. Do you want anybody to steal from you? No. You know, what was Jesus' 11th commandment? Love your neighbor as yourself. If you wouldn't want it done to you, you best not be doing it to somebody else, number one. Number two, but you know that there are things that are constructive and build and make more and things that are destructive and take away and, you know, destroy. So this is the competition. Right now, Satan is running the show. The do evil in each and every one of us are running the show. You know, propaganda isn't to convince you of the lie. It's to give you the excuse that enough people think the way you want them to think so that you can do what you want to do without feeling guilty about it. But everybody knows what's constructive and what's not. Everybody knows what's right and what's wrong. Everybody can look at the fruit Now, here's the trick. They control the media. So how do you get to see the fruit? Right now, you have the top doctors in the world. They've been informing you since January of 2020, Dr. David Martin. Within 1 week, he had a protocol for COVID to keep people out of the hospital. He said, we've never, ever had a situation like anything like this where you did not have a panel of doctors get together and come up with the best practices. You know, what do we do with this? Okay, hey, you know, take your chicken noodle soup or whatever it is they're going to tell you, whatever drugs they're going to give you, you know, hydroxychloroquine or, you know, tetracycline or ivermectin or, you know, and just take care of it before it gets so bad that these people have to go to the hospital. Well, his daughter was a lawyer, or she's in law school, and she said, because he couldn't get the information out, they were banning him. They canceled his Facebook. He was up with a YouTube. Once it got a million hits, how to take care of this, what you do, they took it down because he didn't agree with the World Health Organization that you just see a couple weeks ago. Oh, oops, they were wrong. Well, wait a minute. Who is this mommy and daddy telling me what information I can see and not see? And this is my point. How long will you go to them to get your information? When you see they're willing to keep simple, inexpensive, I mean, when you're talking these antibiotics, these things are $2. Okay, I sold a lot of drugs, and they cost a heck of a lot more than $2. I sold stuff that cost $3,000 a dose. Okay, so are you kidding me? But they're out of patent, they're inexpensive, and they work. They want that needle in your body. They want to control your body. They want your body producing spike proteins. They want you to die. Now, they don't want everybody dying at one time. So, you know, you get the various and sundry saline solution and whatnot. They've got all kind of a circus going on. But this is my point. We don't want to focus on all the evil and stuff they're doing. Because if we do that, we eat up all of our time. For the last 3 weeks, I have been bent over in a garden from 7:30 in the morning till noon or 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Then you come in, do office work, paperwork. Then you go back out, and every day for weeks now, almost a month, it's just backbreaking. But it's necessary, and it's real living. And so I don't know anything, hardly anything about what's going on. All my fun shows that I listen to, I drag my radio phone down there. If I can get it to work, then I can hear stuff. If the mowers are going or the whackers, the weed whack, you know, nope, can't hear anything then. But you got to do the work. The work comes first. And my point is, so all this stuff that they're saying, oh, we're going to mandate shots. Oh, we need to make you this, you know, all whatever that fear porn they're putting out there on you guys, because I'm listening to the way that the people are talking. Well, they're going to do this to us. Well, they're going to do that to us. Don't speak their lies. Every word of your mouth, you'll be judged by every word that comes out of your mouth. Speak what you want and see happening. I see the people deciding they're not going to put up with this anymore. I see the people realizing, you know what? I do have all the power. Yeah, I'm a teacher that doesn't want to take that shot, but I've got four neighbors that have children, and I'm going to knock on their doors and say, hey, you know, instead of putting a mask on your children so that the size of their brain is smaller permanently, it's like not giving children protein when they're young. Children that are on vegetarian diets are an average of 1.2 inches shorter than their peers. You need protein to build structures. You need meat protein with the high-level phosphorus for brain. For brain growth, okay. So a fat head—that's a good thing. We want healthy children, but you're not going to get healthy children putting masks on them and vaccinating with this COVID crap, which, by the way, is transmissible. It's poison. The body's going to try to get it out. You're going to rub up against them, and you're going to get it. You're going to get exposed to it. Now, I keep begging people to read that paper, "Mycoplasma: The Linking Pathogen in Neurosystemic Diseases" by Professor Donald Scott. You'll note on the first page, tells you what AIDS is. It's the Brucella bacteria, cow arthritis, mixed with the Vizsla virus, AIDS in a sheep. What's happening to these people, according to David Bauer, the head of the Pfizer program? If you've had two Pfizer shots, those recipients have 1/5 to 1/6 of the antibodies left in their body of unvaccinated people, of normal healthy people. After a couple of months, your antibody levels fall even lower. So what they're doing is they're destroying your immune system. And then, you know, it's all, oh, well, then they have COVID. They don't have COVID. They have the consequences of destroying someone's immune system. And the ingredients were given, Peter Daszak, in the Fauci email, 3-11-2020. Here's how to make it. First ingredient, AIDS, HIV. So my point to everyone is, you're giving your power away. You have taken yourself off of your throne. I'm telling you, put your butt back down on that throne. Run your life. If you don't run your life, they have two principles, in loco parentis and parens patriae. If you don't run your life, they get to run it for you. And that means they run it the way they want to run it, to their benefit. They're not interested in giving you anything. They're not interested in you benefiting. They're interested in extracting every bit of energy, profitability. What did that John Parker, I think, say? We want all of your time. The way that they develop the algorithms on the phone, they're addictive. They hit your receptors like cocaine. Beep! Oh, you're so excited. Oh, got to check my text. Can't put it down. Reaching for it. In China, they hit you with a cattle prod. That's what they electrocute the kids, you know, when they can't get them off of the phones. They hit them with cattle prods. Beep. That'll teach you. That'll rewire your programming. Well, my point is, why are you giving your kids cell phones? Why does your child have a phone? Why, children don't have private lives. What in the world is this? Oh, I need to be able to communicate with little Johnny wherever he is. Why isn't little Johnny with you? Why isn't little Johnny with you or somebody you know? Working or playing, whatever. Not sitting in front of a TV, not on computer games, not looking at life, and not even life. So, you know, we can do this. And I'm telling you, it's summertime. Start now. Get a globe at the store. Start with the United States. Western states, Washington, Oregon, California, just move over 5 states at a time. It's kind of tight on the East Coast, but, you know, and then start filling in blank maps. And then move down to Central America, down to South America. Only 13 countries in South America, that one's easy. You know, and so what happens is your children's minds are taken up with things that matter, skills and information that they can use to carve out a life. Each one of us is responsible for earning our way, creating whatever beauty we're going to bring to this place and this space and this time period. And if you don't have any skill sets and you've learned to just sit on your butt and get stuff for nothing, all you do is get upset when you don't get your free stuff. Well, you've had the fullness of your being sucked out of you. And what I'm saying is you can put it back easily. Just start looking around. Remember what you loved as a child. What did you want to do? What made you happy? What invigorated you? Start looking at those things. Anything you want to learn, you can learn on the internet. You can learn to play violin. You can learn to whatever it is you want to do. And so if we'd stop with the learned helplessness and the, you know, basically the puppy in the corner that's been shocked so many times that it doesn't even try to get up anymore. And my point is, go ahead and get up. We have all the power. This is verisimilitude. This is the appearance of truth. This is an illusion. We are the energy. We are the money. We need to switch this country back to labor bucks, okay? Get our treasury working again. What the heck is the Federal Reserve doing controlling our money? Would you let your neighbor control your credit cards and your bank account? And if not, why not? Well, because they're going to take and do what's good for them out of that money, and it's your money. And then there won't be money for you when you need what you need. So why are we willing to do that with our nation? We're selling land to the Chinese? Are you kidding me? They just got Hong Kong back for after a 100-year lease. Nobody sells their land. It's just going to be a patchwork of, you know, little countries. Saudi Arabia, I mean, just the little China, little Italy. Remember how bad that was? If they got in fights. I mean, it was great if you just lived there and, hey, it's family, you know. It's familiar. But we don't want to do that here. We want to have a whole bunch of people that all speak the same language and all have the same common interest in upholding and defending the Constitution for the United States, which and the Bill of Rights that protects our freedoms, our God-given freedoms. And we can't have a corporate entity posing as government, compelling people by false contracts. They're not even contracts. You can't have a contract if all the terms aren't disclosed to both parties. So, anyway, we're going to break. Anybody wants to call in, come on, call in. The number is 512-248-8252. And love to talk to you. Please call with your solutions, with what you're doing. I want to cheer people on. We can do this. Save our state.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been." "Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul."
And here we're back. Boy, that's a great song. I mean, I hate to interrupt it, but here we are back. And I've got a caller. Yay! Rob from Arizona. Come on in.
Hello, Don. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. The name is Don?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
You said Ron, didn't you? Didn't you say Ron the first time?
I said Rob. That's what my board op.
Rob, well, okay, yeah. So anyway, my name's
Don.
From Arizona. Yeah, the last time I went to a hospital, it's been a couple years, and I had cut my finger. So I kind of had to do something, and I was in the process of moving, so I didn't have my basic first aid stuff, like my, hydrogen peroxide and Band-Aids and stuff. It was already packed. So I said, okay, I'll go down to this hospital, and they should do a good job just taping me up. They know how to do that, right? And I went there, and the thing is, they were not going to do that unless I took the tetanus booster.
Yep.
They basically held me hostage. I had to take the tetanus. I didn't want that. I just wanted them to, you know. I know the nurses know how to take care of a cut. They really will. They will, clean
stitches?
It.
Did you have to get sutures? Or
no, I didn't have to get stitches, but I had to get a pretty hefty, bandage on it, like that. So, and I thought it might be stitches. That's why I went down there, but it was not stitches. But,
well, here's the thing, though. For somebody like me, I would have said, what are you going to do with this? And if they said, we're just going to use some Steri-Strips or some glue and tape it up, then I would have bought the stuff myself, gone to my friend, and said, hold this thing together, let's do this. Because
taking the shot,
I have my aunt, and she took a tetanus shot, and she got a big old lump on a mass in her shoulder. They thought it was a tumor. They were going to go in there and cut it out. I do naturopathic health, so I cleaned it up for her, but one of the questions on the questionnaire was whether or not she'd had a tetanus shot in the last 10 years. And that's what I mean. They've been putting things in these shots because they can track your genetics. They can track everything. And now HIPAA makes it so easy. On any chart that I have with any dentist or doctor that I work with, I put right at the top, not to be entered into your computerized database. You keep a physical hard copy of my records. Do not enter it into any database. I pay cash for my services. I do not take any kind of welfare. This is our contract. And that's what I'm saying. We're going to have to carve out our own way.
You want to stay away from doctors. That's the man. People don't realize that, a lot of them. You stay away from them. And, because if there's something, whatever it is, you can look it up on YouTube, and they'll tell you how to cure it, pretty much.
No, but Google. Sometimes you have to go. Like when you went, I gave my child gummy fish pills, Dwight and Church gummy fish pills from Costco. I didn't have any idea that he would have a problem. 3 weeks after I started giving them to him, he started grand mal seizures. Now, I took him to Children's Hospital. I don't care what I knew. I was taking my child to the doctor. Do you know what they told me when I got him there? They said, we give every kid a free seizure. Here's the number for the first seizure clinic. We don't do any tests because they all come back normal. And, your bill for $800. To tell me I don't know. Now, this is what I'm talking about. I took him straight over to a naturopath that I work with, and she looked at me, and she's like, what the heck's wrong with you? He's full of metals. Zap and pulse. I knew what to do, and my son, actually, my son was in training for a naturopathic doctor at that point in time, and he had told me, Mom, he needs, to be zapped. He needs to be detoxed, give him some metal, detox, some clay. And I was like, yeah, what do you know? You're a kid. I'm taking him to the doctor. And so, but the doctors couldn't help. They didn't even look. And the reason these kids are having seizures is because they're taking vaccines full of poison when they're young, just like the reason people are having problems with this COVID-19 syndrome. It's because
it's no good. It's no good. Like you say, get back to doing growing your own food and trying to grow your own herbs. And I got some herbs planted here, and I put in. Well, what do you think is the best herb?
Well, herbs in their regular forms, that's why they put them on meat. Oregano, thyme. If you look at Listerine, it's got thyme in it. Oregano oil straight kills everything.
Yeah, I got oregano planted out there. I got rosemary, sage.
Rosemary.
And,
grows your brain. Stick a sprig of rosemary behind
basil.
Your ears.
Basil.
Improves your memory. Mm-hmm.
Basil, I got that. I don't know how to...
Basil,
what I'm wondering is, I really don't know how to harvest it. You just pull the leaves off?
No, you just pull leaves off of it. No, listen, just pull leaves off of it. Chop up a little thyme, throw it in your eggs.
Yeah.
Chop up a little...
Just pull the leaf
basil,
off as you want it, and that's all you have. You don't have to... No further preparation, right?
No, eating them raw is actually best because you don't destroy any of the beneficial compounds.
All right, I'll let you go, Lauren. Thank you very much. Bye.
Okay, God bless you, honey, and thank you so much for listening. Okay, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Mind control, commit the revolution, take its toll. If you could, I flick a switch and open your third eye. See that we should never be afraid to die.
truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Undivided.
Yep.
You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna start to see from someone else's eyes? I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love, undivided.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love that song. And I love the sentiment of it. We need to be united, united in truth. There is one truth. There is one constitution for the protection of God-given rights in the United States of America and the sovereign states. And they are sovereign. They created the federal government. The creator, the one that creates, is the one that controls. The states are willingly in contract with the federal government, taking money for roads, taking money for this, that, the other. States can be independent, but then you'd need people that were constructive in those states, because you wouldn't be getting government welfare like California or New York. Actually, they make a lot of money. So, but some of these states where they have, they're getting a lot more than they're given, because their people are sitting on their butts or don't have jobs because we sat by and allowed them to shut down our timber, shut down our oil, shut down. This is our fault. These people need to be arrested, starting with Fauci. This is mass murder. There's no debating it.
if you don't want to do anything else, at least don't go along with it and prepare yourself to live independent of these people. Prepare yourself, because you know it's coming. That's what it means to be a man. It means to see what's coming and to prepare your family and your household for it. So we can't just sit here and hope. No more hopium. It's time to get up and take action. And then with regard to my son and the seizures, yes, it took me a week, 6 days, from Thursday, the first seizure, to the following Thursday was the last seizure. And there were two in the one, and then the next morning, a grand one. Then I detoxed. I got lazy one day, didn't do it. Looked back, and he was having a seizure, so I hit him hard, and then that was it. Meaning hit him hard with, all the detox stuff and the equipment. But my point is, the problem was heavy metal toxicity. This child's never been vaccinated. So when all these metals went flooding into his body, I called the company, Dwight & Church, to find out, where did you get this fatty acid DHA EPA gummy fish pill? Where did it come from? The Pacific Ocean. Can you say Fukushima? You don't want to eat anything out of the Pacific Ocean. Full of metals. And so sent my boy into seizures. The hospital, the doctors don't know a thing about it. This is the pediatrics. This is the emergency room. I'm telling you, I was a drug rep. My dad was a heart surgeon. I was in the field for years. We really didn't understand what was going on. We really were doing the best we knew how to do. But it's kind of like COVID and the media not being, not allowing you to hear Dr. David, or David Bauer, who's the Pfizer guy running the head of the immunization program. And he's telling you, yeah, we're destroying your immune system. Yeah, you have 1/5 to 1/6 as many of your soldier antibodies, is how he put it. So why are you taking the shot then? Why are you trying to get everybody else to take the shot then? So it matters whether you understand the basics. And then you just stand. You notice you have to sign a release form. The reason you're signing a release is because they can't make you take it. You're signing a release to say, well, I'll take all the responsibility for the damage this does to my body. Why would you ever do that? I mean, what's in it for you is the question that I'm asking. And the answer is not a damn thing. So it's up to you to stop it. It's up to you to protect your children. Get those masks off your children's faces. Your teeth are rotting. Their face are full of zits and impetigo and infection. They're huffing at, this is insane, and it's your own fault. And if you do this to your child, well, then that's what you did, isn't it? If we sit here and let them do this to this country, then that's what we did, isn't it? So I'm standing here, I'm fighting as hard as I can fight, but I'm not going to do your work for you, and I don't expect you to do mine. And that's where I think we're having a little trouble here with the people who don't want to go back to work. Their off-work paycheck was, a third higher than their work paycheck. Well, how about this? How about you stop paying taxes you don't owe to a corporate government of bankers and royalty and thieves? The people that own the Federal Reserve are not Americans. They're taking all of the bounty of your work and of your labor and everything you've built and sending it overseas. Why don't we just stop that? And I bet your life will be a whole lot better with that money in your pocket. Now, for the people who aren't doing anything, for the people who are on some kind of welfare or benefits, well, you're going to have to make some changes. You're going to have to adjust. Just like all these people who are losing their jobs and the ones who are going to lose their job to the robots. Because here come the robots. And so what I'm saying is, let's just live the way God said live. Let's all be constructive. Have a skill set. Plumber, electrician. My daughter's just built a house for a man that needed, a veteran needed a house. Okay, we can do it. I'm calling it homeschool. It took us a month and a half. Bam, 1,800 square feet, 32 by 36, two-story lofted, three-bedroom. Beautiful. And they learned. And this is my point. We can do anything we want to do, but we have to want to do something. Anyway, I want to go to James from Canada and apologize before I even get started talking to him. He's one of the people that I was talking to in the last show. Earlier in the show, when I was saying, I'm so sorry, there's all these people I'm trying to get back to, but I can't get back to you. And I have one more week. I'm almost done, but I have time limited. I have to get this stuff in. If it doesn't have its roots in, before we go through August, because we're carrying water. I'm in a farm that with no power. So it's
good afternoon, ma'am.
Say it again.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, ma'am. You are a bright and shining light for the ills of society and the world, what's taking place right now. So I compliment you, and I give you full honors for this. It would look like that humanity has been transferred to the liability side of the world's balance sheet, if I put it like that. Humanity is now a liability. And those bankers, they want their land back. This has got everything to do with the land, I think.
Absolutely.
And if you want to take somebody's property, it's easier to take it when they're dead rather than when they're alive. Comes right down to that.
True.
So I just thought I'd call in because I haven't been able to get to call your show, and I wanted to call your show and congratulate you. And I myself was in the chemical business 40 years ago, not in pharmaceuticals. I was in epoxy resins.
Oh, really?
I know a little bit about it, yeah. And at that time, 40 years ago, was the beginning of the downtrend of American industry. You could see it coming. You could see it. You could kind of feel it in the air, you see? 60 years ago, we were on top. There was nobody going to touch us. 1960, 59, I was living in L.A., in my great-aunt's place in Pasadena, and America was capable of anything back then. And now it's come down to this, where they want to whack us, you see? And I believe in everything you're saying about fighting. I believe in everything you're saying about doing your own thing. I believe everything you're telling us. So just wanted to pass that along. And by the way, I'm a Robert Johnson fan, The Crossroads, down at the Crossroads, where you meet your, yeah. So
Right. Look out. You're at a crossroads. Look up. So, hang on. Don't let go.
Right. We'll talk again soon. Thanks kindly. Thanks again.
Okay. And yeah, it's going to be like another week. I've got one giant middle garden to finish, and then we're done. I've got all my blueberries are still out in pots. I mean, I've lost so much stuff because they, you know, we're getting the heat now with no water, and I'm just like, oh. But I know it's, you know, worth it in the end. So. Anyway, thank you so much for calling. God bless you, honey. And I appreciate all your kind words. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, and let's go on over to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, come on in.
Oh, well, I've been on hold a while, so you guys have covered quite a bit of ground since...
we'll cover and, whatever you want to cover.
Well, a lot. It's kind of got me a little bewildered, but, you know, anybody that would sign one of these... agreements that you're talking about to limit the liability for taking these experimental shots, there are several things wrong with it legally, and no contract is valid unless there's a meeting of the minds. And of course, they're trying to put forward the perception that it's mandatory when it's not.
Right.
And there is another concept in law called unconscionable. So if a contract... someone in their reasonable understanding and state of mind would actually sign something like that, or would not sign something like that, it is unconscionable. They you know, there's no way that it's valid. So it's just window dressing. It's like people putting up yard sale signs at their yard sale that says not responsible for accidents. It does not prevent you from being sued. They've just got you convinced that, oh, well, I signed away my rights, I'm not, you know. And you didn't.
Well, there it is. It's your willing participation in your own destruction. And this
is
my
true,
point between the... Yeah. The way God does it and the way the devil does it. The devil is the do evil in each one of us, and we want to do what we want to do. And
the devil wants to convince you that he has a valid contract with you, and there is no such thing in that case.
Well, I mean, as far as the government, they don't care about the contract. They're just going to do it until you stand up and say no. It's like a book.
Well, the media is just as controlled as the law profession, I believe, unfortunately.
We don't have to watch the media. I have not watched the television.
No, I'm just saying that you think you're going to get a lawyer to sue, you may have to take matters into your own hands and file your own court action.
No, you definitely have to take. This is what I'm trying to tell you. 21 days.
Take matters into your own hands for 21 days and see if you like it better than what you're doing right now. That's what I'm suggesting to people. I learned more than I learned in school all the way through college, pre-med, and then switched to business. I learned more teaching my children homeschool than I learned in all those years at school. We wasted no time. It doesn't take any time at all to learn where everything in the world is. It doesn't take any time at all to learn anything about anything. You can learn to play the piano. Warriner's How to Play Piano. Fabulous set of books. How to Play Guitar. I mean, kids that play music are better math-minded. You know, better. They're,
my fingers
they're
better
are at too math.
Fat.
They're more organized.
My fingers are too fat to play piano.
Well,
I can't make the jazz chords in between the ninth, you know, like the diminished ninths and stuff like that to get between the black keys.
I have trouble myself trying to get my fingers on the chords the way they say to do it. But, I wish I had started doing this kind of stuff when I was young. This is what the kids should be doing. Not watching TV, not playing on computers, not sitting on a cell phone watching porn. I mean, I have got so many children that have young friends that are either involved in pornography movies. The FBI knocked on one of my friend's doors talking about her 13-year-old, is this your daughter? And they only showed still pictures because it was so obscene. And this is, why are you giving your kids cell phones? And this is what I'm talking about. It's our fault because we look at this normal. Normal is how the Bible says to live. That's normal.
You know, socially now, in kindergarten, first, second grade, if you don't have a cell phone, you are socially shunned. And I know this from personal experience.
This is my point, though. My children don't understand anything of shunning. They don't understand anything of being cool. They don't understand anything of what clothes to wear. But they're always clean and presentable wherever they go. They speak.
Yeah.
They look directly in the eyes of who they're speaking to. They're competent and cogent on a number of subjects. And I'm talking about deep water. Because they read encyclopedias for fun. They read Shakespeare for fun. These are cool.
Well, I'm trying to expose the cell phone. The problems with cell phones for over 20-some years, and you're called a conspiracy theorist even when you can prove it. And, you know, a lot of the stuff that Snowden has leaked out in concept, I exposed that locally. The first video I was able to catch of a cell phone broadcasting out into the network, the audio of somebody's living room, was back in 2009.
Yeah.
And I've exposed this to this whole town. In this area, and there's been actual people that have suffered torts from this. There's a couple of amusing stories, but one real quick is this guy had a phone that was broken and it was stuck on speakerphone, and his phone locked up my phone line, and I could hear him having somebody had left him watching about 8 children in this town next to Moorhead called. And he was cussing one of these teenagers out trying to do landscape work. And so I called him up after I listened long enough to be able to tell him what he was doing. And 9 times out of 10, when this would happen, I started putting some of them on the air on my local station. And I think that made me more of a target with the deep state and the state police intelligence and stuff, because I've been trying to raise people's awareness that around these phones and most of the devices, computers and tablets, you have no reasonable expectation of privacy. Well, anyway, I called this guy back, and halfway through the conversation, he said, "You are freaking these kids out because my phone is stuck on speakerphone." So I was able to tell a whole generation of youngsters that their phones are not private.
I'll
tell there's
you
nothing. They're software defined radios, and I'm being targeted by the FCC right now.
I always have clothes on when I have the cell phone with me. You know, I always tell my children, even on a hardline phone, if you're saying it over a phone, it's not private. If you want to have something be private, my father-in-law ran a pneumatic conveying system company, and that's the tubes, the air tubes. You put your little thing in like the bank, it sucks it up and sends it over to where it goes. That's the only way you know that it went from point A to point B without being interrupted or tampered with. And so it's 3D me. This is my new policy for our lives. We're getting rid of the cell phones and 3D me. You physically go and be wherever it is you're going to go and be, and you have your communications face-to-face. All this third party, all this texting, send a little boop, boop, boop. And so now your life with these people is boop, boop, boop. You know your life, all that matters in your life, the only thing you take with you when you leave is the love, is the relationships, is the smile,
right,
and the holding the hands and the kissing the cheeks and the just loving.
How do you do that if, you know, one's in the corner with the phone over here and one's in the corner with the phone over there? And mommy and daddy, it's like the television for us. But they called it the boob tube. They called it the idiot box. Everybody knew what it did. Like the 30s cancer sticks. Everybody knew what it did.
So, well, back in 1997, one of the old men that was ex-Army that I talked to that I worked with at the time, he put in an extension at this local community studio. And one of the first calls that I realized what was going on was a call to a daycare. It was a daycare center. The audio inside of this place, and it turned out to be a cordless phone, because when the phone rang really loud, I was like, "Oh, this phone is off the hook." And I was whistling, and of course, there's no way that in the noise of the daycare center that they could have heard me whistling and stuff, because I thought, "Well, what is wrong with this phone? It's off the hook," and I couldn't hang up on it, and so. When it rang really loud in my ear, I heard the clip-clop of women's shoes, and they came over and hit the talk button. As they said the word hello, it cut the audio off. And that was a cordless phone in summer of 1997 or fall of 1997. And since then, I had realized that this Total Information Awareness Project and the Echelon stuff was real. You know, it was on, and I had proof of it, you know. And finally, I took paper doll. Called people back, wrote down paper logs, did screenshots with the phone detective, the free part that didn't charge. And sometimes that wasn't 100% accurate, but I got massive amounts of proof. The Electronic Frontier Foundation got thrown out of court in the Western District of New York. The judge told them, you have to prove damage from the Section 702 activity. I've got it. No lawyer will take the case.
Right.
Electronic Frontier Foundation blowed me off three times.
There you go.
Thanks for taking my call.
That's why I say just start cutting off. You know, boycott Facebook, boycott big business. Let's just stop giving them our money, our time, and our attention. Like the Rosa, I can't talk. But we're going to commercial. Sorry. Okay.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
We should never be afraid to die.
Yeah, back again. Revelation, revolution. Be a part of the solution. This is your life. This is your country. We don't have to put up with this. The learned helplessness that they beat into you with 13 years of public schooling and college, if you went to college, and then sitting in your cubicle or whatever life that you've lived in the past, that's going away whether you like it or not. It's not going to be here anymore. With the robots, with the looting and burning the cities, with the... It's everything's in flux right now. So instead of letting it paralyze you, like the puppy who's been shocked so many times going to the bowl for food, he just doesn't even bother to try anymore, I'm begging you. I'm trying to give you that little bit of hope. Hopium. Except for it's not hopium. It's the truth. It's the fact. Oh, wow, okay, we got a caller. Reese in Georgia. Come on in. Reese in New York. I'm sorry. Come on in, Reese. We just got a few minutes left.
I'll
stop waddling.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
I remember you all the way back to Joyce Riley's program.
Wow.
When you used to call in. Well, I'll tell you what. She's gone, but she's certainly not forgotten with me. Because
she's
one of the dearest persons with all the hosts that I've heard over the years. A person who truly had a heart that cared for people. And she was such an advocate for the veterans, for indigenous people. She had clothing drives, and she was just so, you know, nice to listen to. I used to start my mornings off listening to her.
Me too.
And remember the guy that used to be on with you remember her very well, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, she saved
remember
my life.
Remember that guy that was on with, remember in the beginning, that guy Dave, she used to be co-hosting with her?
Dave Von Kleist, yeah.
That's him. Remember, I mean, that guy was fantastic. He did impersonations of, like, George Bush that were, I mean, not only amazing impersonations, better than anything Rich Little ever did, but the guy was hilarious with the parodies he used to come out with.
And he did great music, great patriotic music that had fun, you know, fun tunes, fun, organization, the way the music was put together. It was just a fun way. We have to laugh at these people. They are not elite. They're not better than we are. They're just evil. I call it live evil. We're on the live side. They're on the exact opposite, evil side. Whatever it is that they're saying, and I'm not one of those people that says, whatever they're doing, do the opposite. No, I'm saying do what God says. When you do what God says, you'll always be on the side of right, and you'll see that everything they're getting you to do is exactly the opposite of what God said to do. That's why we're losing. That's the only thing we're going to fix. It's going to fix this is, that's right, be having respect for the truth. Starting with the Constitution, you know, what's it for? When's it supposed to start? December, the first Monday in December, okay? Not the first, not the third day of January. So they don't have the right to run us. Stop letting them run you. Run your life. See you next week, Revelation Revolution. Call next week with what you're going to do to be part of the solution. Thanks so much for your time. God bless.
You either go to church or you're going to go to hell. Oh, yeah. Or you're going to go to jail.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years.